Last week, the U.S. Secret Service released a guide for preventing school violence. But months earlier, legislators on Governor Bruce Rauner's Public Safety Working Group had already reviewed a very similar plan. Dusty Rhodes tells us what's in it.
The school safety plan comes from the Illinois Terrorism Task Force. Its chairman, Mike Chamness, convened a working group just a couple of weeks after the school shooting rampage in Parkland, Florida.
We were looking for recommendations that avoided getting into the political quagmire of gun control and things like that, but practical recommendations that incrementally might make schools safer.
Take, for example, recommendation number 12. It suggests that school buildings with sprinkler systems could use a two-step fire alarm. After the initial alarm, staff would have up to 3 minutes to assess whether there's really a fire or a shooter trying to lure students out of classrooms.
We recommended that that's something that districts and fire chiefs should take a look at and consider protocols, because the world has changed in terms of you pull a fire alarm and you immediately evacuate a building. Now, it might not be the best thing to do.
That's a pretty novel idea. But Illinois' 13-point plan mainly focuses on more conventional measures, such as establishing behavioral threat assessment teams, which is also the linchpin of the Secret Service guidelines. The federal version says these teams should include an interdisciplinary group of teachers, counselors, coaches, school resource officers, and administrators. The Illinois version specifies law enforcement officers, mental health professionals, and other disciplines as needed. Such teams were mandated for colleges and universities more than a decade ago, in response to a shooting spree at Virginia Tech in which 27 students and 5 faculty members were killed. Jansen Eddington serves on the threat assessment team at the University of Illinois Springfield, where he's the acting dean of students.
Well, we have 2 teams at the university. We have the campus behavioral intervention team, and then we also have a separate threat assessment team.
That first team, which he calls CBIT, was formed in 2006, a year before the Virginia Tech massacre. Comprised of administrators and professors, part of its mission is to assist students in crisis by hooking them up with appropriate campus services, like counseling, academic support, social connections, before their personal crisis grows into something larger.
CBIT tries to put out a fire before it starts, is how I maybe would describe it.
The threat assessment team handles actual threats. The 2 teams share some of the same staff members, such as the campus police chief, but he doesn't lead either team.
The chief, he participates, advises, gives support, but these are not directed from a law enforcement perspective.
The plan Mike Chamness and his group have drafted for K-12 schools is mostly from a law enforcement perspective. Of its 22 members, all but 2 of whom are male, roughly half have law enforcement backgrounds, while only 6 members have any history of direct experience in K-12 education. Their plan emphasizes making school buildings more secure, setting up portals for students to report concerns about classmates anonymously, and sharing relevant tips with the behavioral threat assessment team. Chamness says this should be interpreted as a recommendation to provide services.
The intent of that is not to suspend, expel, or arrest. So in our mind, that clearly is a recommendation to identify and get help to students in need.
He suggests amending laws that govern how schools can use certain tax levies to let districts access that money to hire mental health professionals. But what Jansen Eddington has learned in 12 years of working with college students is that there's no easy way to predict which students are in crisis.
Sometimes students who we talk about in CBIT are the students that have not made many connections. Sometimes they aren't. Sometimes they're students that we've all had some interaction with, and, you know, students can be in crisis at any level of social interaction.
The governor's public safety working group is not open to the media. Chamness says his school safety working group has always been open. Each meeting is posted on his office building's front door. I'm Dusty Rhodes.